This is the Average Guy Network, and you have found Home Tech, show number 131, recorded on August 15th, 2013. Here at Home Tech, we cover all your favorite tech gadgets that find their way into your home, news, reviews, product updates, and conversation, all for the Average Tech Guy. I'm your host, Ben Collison, broadcasting live from the AverageGuy.tv studios here in Bellevue, Nebraska. And, of course, we post the show with some pretty extensive show notes as of late. I've been putting a little time into them out at TheAverageGuy.tv. If you have questions, concerns, or contributions, you can always contact the show. Just send us an email, podcast@TheAverageGuy.tv. You can find me on Twitter. Track me down there, @JayCollison, or you can follow the show schedule on Twitter, @TheAverageGuy.tv. You can also join us for live chat during the show over here at TheAverageGuy.tv/live, right below the live stream window. Love to have you join us via a tablet or mobile device as well. We have all those things open and available for you, both low bandwidth streaming on our live page. You can get that at TheAverageGuy.tv/live. Or we now have a kind of a high bandwidth page as well. You can see the link for it over at TheAverageGuy.tv. Just upper right-hand corner, it says high bandwidth YouTube, and a little bit better, resolution out there if you get that and check that as well. So give that a try all out at TheAverageGuy.tv. All right, well, if you've come in here for your regular listener to the show, hang tight for just a second. If this is the first time you've watched a video like this, you might have found this video because we put in the title, How to Listen to a Podcast. And so I want you to hang tight with me for one sec. I know on YouTube attention spans are short, but just hang tight with me. We're going to get to that here in just one second, so don't click off. Don't run away yet. Stay with us, and we will dig right into it. Mike Howard, Andrew Morris, Jim Collison, we're going to spend some time between the three of us talking about all the different ways you can listen to a podcast. Hang tight real quick. I do want to say, though, before we get started, I want to thank Earbuds. We've been talking about them last couple weeks. You know, I use them for my earbuds on podcasting. I know, Mike Howard, you do as well. Andrew, we got to get a pair out to you somehow at some point. And earbuds, actually, they were designed for triathletes, for athletes to use. They stick in your ear real well, and they got great sound. We found they were fantastic for podcasting, and so we've been buying them up. YURBUDS.com, earbuds. Just been fantastic. They don't pay me to say this. We don't get anything free from them. I just want to say today, one of the guys had sent me a tweet and said, hey, when I pull them off my ear, the sound enhancer is what they call it, keeps coming off because it is a separate piece. Right. What do you do? So we tweeted, and earbuds came back within about 30 seconds and said, hey, just send us an email, support@earbuds.com, and we'll get a new set right out to you, of the sound enhancer. So been super impressed with their tech support, and they're just a great pair of earbuds. I had bought another pair last week that we talked about, and sound quality wasn't as great. These are awesome. So if you're in the market for a pair of earbuds, I don't have an affiliate link, nothing to share. Again, I don't make any money off of them. It's just one of those things that when we find a good product, we like to talk about it and to talk about it a lot. Earbuds, YURBUDS.com. Here in the States, you can get them at Best Buy or any athletic store. I have no idea in the UK or Australia if you can even find them on the shelves, but you probably can find them online. Andrew, do you think you could buy those online?
Yeah, you can buy them in Australia. I've seen them at David Jones and Myers. I think a couple of the Dick Smith and that type of store sell them as well. So Dick Smith are our, what's the next best equivalent? Probably Fry's.
Okay. Yep. Yeah. Any electronic store or sports, those kinds of stores or whatever.
Yeah,
check them out.
The electronic stores. Yeah.
Well, check them out. Earbuds, YURBUDS.com. Mike, you like your pair, right?
I do. I like mine so much that we just recently bought a bunch of them for some of our executives who are going to be traveling and need to come in through a go-to meeting or a hangout or Skype or something like that. So we got them some of those. We got the kind that have the mic built into the strings or whatever.
Yeah, mine don't. These are just the athletic kind. These are the older kind, but
don't either. Yeah. But these, I sit here sometimes just like you for hours on end with these in my ear, and you don't get tired of having them in your ear, and you can still hear outside noise. You don't feel like you're talking with a cold. You
right.
know, some of those earbuds, you feel like you have a cold when you talk.
Yeah, it's super key. You know, we actually, I've mentioned this before in the show, but our church musicians use them because they can have them on, they use them as in-ear stage monitors because they can also hear what's going on the stage but then get direct sound into the ear. Plus, the quality of the speakers are good enough that it can handle that. You know, we play rock and roll at our church,
yeah.
So they can handle all that electrical music. And so they have bought a bunch of pairs. I see them up on the platform all the time for that. So some good stuff. Check those out. We're huge fans of earbuds. So we will just say thanks. Appreciate them being out on Twitter. And, of course, you can find them at Earbuds on Twitter. All right, so thanks for hanging through that. Again, they don't pay us anything for that, but just such great service and such. I wanted to give it a mention tonight. Mike, you and I got together actually back in April. I said, hey, I want to do this show where we can get this information out to folks about how to listen to podcasts. As tech guys, if you're a tech guy, this probably isn't going to pertain to you. You're probably already listening to a podcast, and you've already covered ways to do it. So for those guys that are in chat right now, so Jay and Rennie and Canadian Geek and Paul Barron, we're going to ask you tonight if you'll throw in chat how you do it as well. What we kind of want to do tonight is just kind of run through ways for the average guy. We'll take 15, 20, 30 minutes. So hopefully if you're new to podcasting, you'll take just 20 or 30 minutes and listen to what we have to say about all the different ways to consume podcasts. So, Mike, one of the things I find interesting is when I say podcast, it just happened today. I was talking to somebody about a podcast, and they said, okay, what's a podcast? And I really thought, oh, wow, there really are people. It's really common to us, but for the average guy, maybe not so common. When you started JPEG to RAW, and you go with photographers, did you feel like you had to teach the community what a podcast was at all?
I think so, even more than what you have to do, because your audience is more tech-related. So, like, everybody out in chat, of course, already knows how to get podcasts, and they have their favorite way. They may be interested about hearing new ways. But on a photographer's side, most of those people don't know what a podcast is. So a lot of times I might refer to it as a live online interview, something like that, because we do like a lot of interviews. But I think it's intimidating for a lot of people, and they don't know why would I want to listen to a podcast is one of their things, because they probably are thinking a very narrow thing, that all podcasts are about, you know, geeky guys talking about some tech or something like that, when there's a wide range. Basically any topic you are interested in, from tech to photography to quilting, there is at least one podcast on.
Yeah, and in the podcast realm, if you think of a podcast like a radio show, now we hang out, Mike, you and I hang out in some podcasting circles of podcasters who talk about podcasting. And it's really interesting because there are some guys who get kind of uppity about what is a podcast and what isn't a podcast. And I'm going to blow that out tonight. I'm going to say any kind of media that you can get that's not TV or not radio, right, for the most part, it's found on the internet, whether you get it video or audio format, whether you download it or stream it, whether you watch it or just listen to it, is a podcast. Okay,
I'm going to blow that out a little bit more.
Okay.
You can still get it on your home TV.
Oh, true. Right on.
Because I listen to several of my podcasts, or I should say listen, I watch. There's two podcasts I watch on TiVo.
Yeah, and I guess I meant through normal TV channels, over the air or even through cable. Some of those. So, but yes, you can stream this digital content to your TV. I know some of the guys don't think YouTube, YouTube video is not a podcast. Well, whether it's or not, for the rest of the time, let's just kind of call this new media, because that's kind of what the direction is kind of going, right? There's new media content, audio or video. You can download it or stream it, listen to it on a device like your smartphone or your computer-enabled TV, because that's really what that is, right? When you listen to it on a TiVo, that TiVo is really just a computer that you're doing it on. So this content is available through a subscription, some kind of feed. In some cases, not all of them have feeds. You might have to go to the site to watch it, or you go to a YouTube channel to watch it. But you can generally, there's some kind of subscription mechanism that is available for you to listen to it on. Generally, and this is today where a lot of people are doing this, generally the best way, or the way I should say best, let's strike that from the record, but generally a way to do it, or a lot of people do it, while they're doing chores or mowing the lawn or out walking or out exercising or driving the car on a trip, right? A great way to consume this new media is to do it when you're not doing something else, right? It's just the way we used to consume radio. Or not TV so much. You know, Andrew, when do you find you're listening to most of your podcasts?
Yeah, look, I listen a lot in the car, so I struggle a lot more these days to keep up because I don't spend as much time in the car because I only travel about 12, 15 minutes to work. But aside from that, it's when I'm weeding the garden, it's when I'm, pushing the lawnmower or, something that, even not so much going for a walk, because I find if I go for a walk, it puts my stepping out of sync a bit. Because I tend to break into a run every now and again. I find it really hard to run when somebody's talking.
Yeah, no, I haven't found working out and listening to talking is helpful for me. I usually, the car time for me is when I listen to when I'm driving to and from work or I'm taking trips. I mean, I will stack up my media right before a trip. I won't listen to stuff for a while. Or I'll go out and find other podcasts that I haven't listened to in a while. Maybe I'm behind on listening to some of them. Listen to a mic.
You know, for same as you guys, is on the drive. I do that a lot. You know, sometimes I watch it on TV, like I mentioned. But I don't know what kind of working out y'all do, and obviously my working out is not doing as good for me as it's doing for y'all. But you know, like if I go to the gym and I'm on the weights or I'm on the elliptical or something like that, you know, I can listen to a talking podcast then. Heck, if I'm on the elliptical, I can watch a video podcast then, and it actually helps me pass the time because maybe I have, you know, some shows are 15 minutes, some shows are an hour or 2 hours. You don't have to watch the whole thing, but I can watch that thing while I'm on the elliptical, and I lose track of what I'm doing and just do the, and the time seems to go by much faster.
Yeah. I've just found sometimes as I'm working out, it's just hard to, I get frustrated because I'm trying to concentrate on what's being said, and then I'm also working out as well, and that maybe that's two things I can't do at the same time. So I haven't found that as helpful, but everybody comes to it differently, so let's not paint a picture of what you can do and what you can't do. You decide, right? You, the listener, you decide how you're going to do it. Everybody's unique kind of in the way they do that and what kind of content they that they listen as well.
I think that's one of the, we'll go over multiple advantages, but one of the big advantages of a podcast, you know, your wife right now is watching Big Bang Theory, I believe. And with that,
you'll hear her in the back.
With that, there is, you have a TiVo and all that kind of stuff where you can time shift that stuff, but there's still, no matter how many opportunities there are, whether it's Netflix or Amazon Prime or Live or whatever, there's still a somewhat limited way to consume that type of show. The beauty of podcasting, not only is there a humongous choice of which ones you want to listen to, but there's also a great deal of choices on how to consume it. I think some people get confused in that iTunes is my only way. I don't have iTunes, so I can't listen to a podcast or watch a podcast. But, you know, while iTunes is a big player, there's multiple, you know, many, many, many ways to get it, and then you can watch or listen to it anytime you want.
Did you just say you like iTunes, Mike?
I do not like iTunes.
let me also say this in chat. Rennie said, "How ironic that we're covering this topic about how to listen to a podcast on a podcast."
Yeah.
You know what I'm really hoping, if you're listening to this and you're not a regular listener to our show, I really hope you found this through SEO. You know, you were searching how do I listen to a podcast, and our show came up. You know, we come out here each week Thursday nights. We're a tech show. You know, we talk about really geeky tech products, and if you like that, we invite you to stay around the community and do that. But we're not the only, you know, fish in the sea. There are now about 250,000 podcasts available just in iTunes alone. Lots of independent podcasts out there as well. And so the opportunities are endless. And some of the guys say that we, you know, the podcasters who do podcasts about podcasting say, you know, start your own show. And this is an area we've seen a lot of podcasters all of a sudden start just a plethora of new shows. iTunes alone, we're going to talk about iTunes here in just a second. But iTunes alone, was that you, Mike? iTunes alone.
That's right. Take care of that.
No problem. iTunes alone has over a billion subscriptions to podcasts. And so certainly it is catching on as a medium. And so hopefully somebody at work or somebody that you know said, hey, you got to listen to this podcast. And maybe you're a little confused about how you do it. We're going to spend the next 15, 20, 30 minutes kind of going through our favorite ways. We won't dig in. There's plenty of how-tos out there of how to listen to a podcast on iTunes or how to do it in Zoom or how to. Those are out there. What we want to just kind of do is kind of go through a laundry list of how we do it and bring those up. And if you have questions about those individual platforms, of course, you can always send me an email, podcast@theaverageguy.tv. Love to answer them for you. Or just Google that in YouTube. You know, just go into YouTube and search on it. There's probably a video out there of how to done based on that. All right. What we didn't mention in the beginning on this is the one way that we like to consume podcasts, and we're doing it right now, is we like to do it live. I mean, one way to do it. And so if you have a favorite show, and probably most of the time the live, you know, for us, if you come out to theaverageguy.tv/live, for Mike, that's jpegtoraw.com/live. We're on, Mike's on Tuesday nights, 7 p.m., right? 7 p.m. Central.
8 p.m. Eastern.
8 Eastern. I'm on here Thursday nights, 8 p.m., an hour later, 8 p.m. Central, 9 Eastern. And you can just come out and watch it. We have a chat room that's available all the time, and there's guys out here chatting with us. Actually, we're going to reference the chat room. I just did here in a second. And that's really a great way. If you like interactive, if you like, Mike, this is another area, you know, no matter how much Sarah is laughing at Big Bang Theory right now, which she just loves that show to death, she can never interact with it. She can't talk to the actors. Right. She can't send feedback into the show. That can all be done on a live podcast. So if you have a topic that you're interested in, you Google around for it. And if you find a show, even if you find it on any of the platforms, they might have a live show as well. So you should check that out and get that. We have a live show that we do through Gallup, a coaching, strengths coaching show. We get about 400 people. The last podcast, we got actually about 400 people live in the United States to listen to that on the last podcast. It's a pretty big live number. For me, I get, let's look at how many we have live. Hard for me to tell exactly right now. We got about 15 live here tonight, so it's a good number. Mike, you get
we get anywhere from that number, sometimes more. You know, the thing, the live audience is never as big as the subscribed audience, but the advantage of coming live, you start to see some of the same people. You get to ask questions and interject your thoughts into the show a lot of times, and who knows, over time, you may actually get even more involved in the show. And I know you, Jim, have picked people who have gotten engaged with your show to actually come on the show. And I've done the same thing, gotten some people to come on the show. And that's not something you can do with a regular TV show. You know, like I said before, there's so many different choices of topics of podcasts, from comedies to quilting to Pinterest to whatever you're thinking about. And so a lot of these, even inside of tech, there is niches inside of the tech. So you can really fine-tune what you want to listen to and then get more involved in it. And as a listener, you can definitely have feedback you could not have on a regular TV show.
Yeah, for sure. Andrew Rennie says that radio has really kind of pioneered the live. Let me find a statement here. It says radio really pioneered podcasts in Australia. Do you sense, you know the American market and the Australian market real well. Do you see a difference in podcasting in Australia than in the United States in flavor?
I think a lot of the Australian podcasts that I've consumed in the past, a lot of them aren't being done now at the moment through various, you know, people having illnesses and stuff like that. But for the most part, for mine, I find that the Australian stuff that I was listening to in particular is a lot more darker humor than what I'd listened to out of the States.
Okay.
So I get a lot of, I was downloading a lot of tech podcasts out of the States. So, you know, Home Service Show, Build Your Own Box, stuff like that. But then the stuff I'd listen to within Australia are, borderline gutter humour podcasts because it appeals to the darker being inside me. But I mean, as Mike says, if you think of a topic, you can usually find a podcast for it as well.
Yeah, and if you think of a topic, you can usually found it done in several different genres, right? You can find the humor. You can find a humorous one. You can find a dark one. You can find a funny one. You can find a serious one. You can find a super nerdy one. You know, generally those are, I mean, there just are so many out there now. One of the things I've loved to say about podcast or new media is it's great for the super niche. And so, you can talk about 57 Chevys that are red that, whatever. Now, your audience size, the folks that are going to listen to it, may be extremely small, but if you're trying to reach this market, the barrier to entry to it's so easy that you can really dive in. So that's a little bit about new media and podcasting. We talked live versus some of the guys. Other Jim, one of the guys in chat, says he likes to listen to the live while he's doing something else. I can't tell you how many times in the evening I sat down at my computer, I've listened to a live podcast, but I've got some other task going on at the same time. I used to do that with AM radio, to be honest.
That happens a lot with ours. So you got photographers who are working on editing photos, and they have our podcast playing in the background. Maybe they can't see it, and if something interesting comes up they want to see, they can then pop over and look at it when it's live. Otherwise, they just listen to it. And I think actually, does podcast mean audio only and not video?
I think in the strict definition, it does, right. And it has some kind of RSS feed. I blow that out. I say it means
right. And I think today that means most people assume it means audio or video.
Right.
For me, And I don't know where we are in the list of things, but I'm just going to say that...
We haven't started yet, that part. Go, keep going.
Do you want me to go then?
Yeah, go ahead. Bring it up.
I was going to say, you know, so we talked about how there's all kind of different genre. You know, even inside of tech, there's multiple ways. A lot of times, like you do this too, Jim, is you offer more than one way to get your feed. So it's not just the audio. You also have a video feed that you can get of the show, right? No. You have the YouTube.
I have YouTube. I prefer YouTube. Yeah, try to drive everybody to YouTube.
So sometimes shows have YouTube as a channel, so you can get the audio subscribed, or you can go to YouTube and get video, or you know, sometimes there is more than one feed in iTunes or any of the other ways of different ways. I tend to get the video version if there's one available, even if I'm not going to watch it. You know, maybe driving in, listening to the home server show or home tech show. The financial tech, one of your other shows. And while I got the video feed, I'm just listening to it. But I get the video feed because I never know. I may have a chance to watch it, and I want to watch it.
Yeah, no, for sure. Well, you mentioned this earlier, and let's just talk about it real quick. So here are the different ways you can do it, and we're going to take some stuff in chat. Again, we're going to kind of roll through these, just a list of things. It's not an exhaustive list. It's not every way to do it. If after the show you're doing it a certain way and you want to let us know, you can add it in the comments or send us an email podcast@theaverageguy.tv, and you know, there's no right or wrong way to do it. It's just whatever works for you. What I have up on the screen, if you're watching the YouTube version of this, because I do YouTube and audio only versions, but if you're watching YouTube, of course, the number one way right now to listen to podcasts, we're recording this in August of 2013. The number one way right now is iTunes. Yeah. That's kind of, they enabled this first. They were kind of the first out the door to make this work and to make it work well. And you can see here, there's a podcast area in iTunes, and it's set up really nicely. By the way, you don't have to have an iPod to use in the iTunes. You can download that to your computer and listen to it there. So it does work and syncs nicely with your iPod or iPod Touch or iPhone. It is a great way to do it that way. But there are thousands, literally hundreds of thousands of podcasts and media that are available in the iTunes directory.
Yeah, and if you don't think podcasting has hit a stride, look at these top ones you're seeing going by. You got Stephen Colbert. You had Jimmy Fallon there. You had Rachel Ray there, covering completely different topics that they're covering. So
yeah, and sometimes they're not even a regurgitation of their live show, right? Yeah. A lot of these, they do their own live show. The podcast or the new media is something completely different.
Now, with some of those people, they may be hard to interact directly with, but there's plenty of, like we talked about before, you know, over 250,000 different shows in iTunes and other places that you can have direct access to the host and interact with them. And many hosts, I know you do this too, Jim, you have built a kind of a community around your podcast. You have a Facebook group where you have a community related to there. So if you can't even make the live show, because a lot of people can't, there's other ways to interact with the host of the show.
Yeah, no, for sure. iTunes available on... Oh, go ahead, Andrew.
No, I was just saying that's absolutely right. I mean, you know, the community that we've built around this is just, you know, phenomenal, really.
Yeah, and it's for us, again, if you're coming in for the first time and watching this, the community around us really is a home server show, average guy, surfacegeeks.net community that all kind of we meet in the forums over at the home server show. We're on we have a Facebook page over at theaverageguy.tv/Facebook that you can ask to be part of if you want to. But yeah, it's around a community. And it's so the podcast isn't like, you know, again, when you go to Rachel Ray, you watch the show, you're done, right, for the most part. With new media or podcast, you can interact. Oftentimes, there are other ways to interact with the listeners there and get, you know, a lot of us have become friends via this podcast. And we've, you know, we get together and we talk on Skype or we talk on a Google Hangout or we do some of those things. And so, great way to join the community. That's iTunes. That's by far, I think, I think that's the easiest way to do it. It's a great system that works well. You know, iTunes is questionable on PC. I mean, it works okay. It runs great on a Mac, and it works well in that Apple ecosystem. So most people are doing it that way. If you're in that Apple ecosystem, that's the easiest way to get started, in my opinion. Give that a try. Once you're doing that and you're getting them downloaded and you really kind of get this concept, there's plenty of other ways to do it. We're going to talk a little bit more about that here.
What I would like to see is some stats on male to female subscribers. Because even though there's a billion subscribers, and that doesn't mean a billion people, because I subscribe to more than one, and I don't use iTunes at all, but a lot of people subscribe to more than one show. But I bet you of those billion subscribers, the majority percentage is still male. And I think that maybe it's because some females may think there's nothing there for them, and there is. There's tons of stuff for them there for them.
Yep. No. Right on. Yep. And I think it's getting more.
Yeah. Absolutely. As not only more females get involved in listening to podcasts, more getting involved in the creation of podcasts. So there's definitely something there for everybody.
For sure. Andrew, did we cut you off?
No.
Okay, good. I just want to make sure. Mike and I can be a little bossy, so you better jump in if you're.
Really?
If you're going to do that. One more iOS, and I shouldn't say one. There are a bunch of different ways if you have an iPhone to listen to podcasts. iTunes by far the most popular. There's a native app that comes with it. There is also Downcast that's available. That's probably the second most popular app to listen to podcasts on. And so if you have an iPhone, go to the store, type in podcast, and they will give you all the applications that you can use. Generally, you download the app, and then you can search through the application by different genres or different podcast types or by titles. Just go surfing and have a good time. Listen to a couple different podcasts. Give it a try. Listen to one. If you don't like it, unsubscribe and get another one. You'll eventually find one that you like. Share. Ask your friends. They might be listening, and they didn't want to mention it because they thought it was nerdy. And they didn't want to be embarrassed either. And you might find that the folks around you are already listening. If you find a good one, share it. Say, hey, go to your friends. Say, hey, I found this really good podcast that you might be interested in. You might want to listen to it. And so good ways to do that. All right.
But Paul said another one for iOS is Pocket Cast.
Okay.
I think that's what he's saying he's using.
Yeah, he says since the smartphone in 2009, I've been using various iOS apps for playback since setting on Pocket Casts more. Pocket Cast. Okay. So yeah, there's a bunch of different ways to get it done, and so don't even try a couple different apps. Many of them are free. Some of them you have to pay for. We're going to talk about Android in a sec, so don't despair. There's plenty of ways to do it through Android, but the iPhone, they kind of pioneered that, and easy way to get it done. Let's talk about Android for a second, because there in the Android ecosystem, there are also a variety of ways to get that done. The one I use the most, the one that I kind of rely on and I've liked, now it's a paid app. I paid $6.99 for it, but that's BeyondPod. And so again, if you go to the Play Store, you can download a trial version of that and then give it a try. But it gives me the ability to download, search for, find, subscribe, download, or stream these both audio and video content in BeyondPod. Oh, it's also available. Pocket Cast is also available. So it was mentioned that on iOS. Some of these are available on both Android and iPhone. So if you were on iPhone before and you're moving to Android or the other way around, you can sometimes get your app on both platforms.
I use BeyondPod too on my Galaxy S3 for my podcast, and I did pay for the paid version. And what I like about that is because, you know, I do use a lot of data, and I download a lot of podcasts. What I end up doing is telling the BeyondPod to only download when it's on Wi-Fi. So that's a big saver of my bandwidth. And what I do is, you know, it does that. When I wake up in the morning, I generally have podcasts on here to listen to. So when I drive into work, like, oh, look which one I have today. I never have to worry about it. Subscribe to the ones I want. The thing gets it at night while I'm sleeping, use my Wi-Fi, and boom, there, I've got my shows.
Yeah, no, right on, that works. The other one that's big on Android, and I'm sure there's others that are out there as well, and maybe, Andrew, you might have a clue, but Dogcatcher is another one, popular one. Gets a lot of mentions when I put this topic out a couple weeks ago, actually a couple months ago now. That's one of the ones I heard on Android was Dogcatcher. Again, available in the Play Store. All of them have different features, but one maybe worth trying.
Tim over my show, Tim Kimperly, who's my co-host, he uses that one.
Yeah, it's a good one. There's lots of different options. Again, it just kind of depends on what you like. Rennie had mentioned in chat, you know, the idea of RSS. That's another thing that's a little confusing with it. Many of these shows come out through what's called an RSS feed, and all you really need to know is that's the signal that you're grabbing, right? When you were watching TV before, you were grabbing the signal out of the air or off your cable, and it was being broadcast to the TV. Well, RSS is just that digital signal that comes across the internet that allows you to subscribe to that podcast. And so if you ever see an orange symbol, it's got three little lines in it. That's the universal symbol for an RSS feed. That means you can click on that with a feed reader, any of these things that we just mentioned, iTunes, Dogcatcher, BeyondPod, they're all RSS feed readers. That means they grab onto that feed and it gives them all the information they need to put in there, all that meta in the application, so you can play it back again. is an example in BeyondPod, Mike. Like, you can even set, I only keep three podcasts per, or three episodes per podcast live in my stream. The rest of them, it deletes them automatically so that it doesn't fill up my phone with podcasts that I'll probably never listen to. I really only listen to the most current ones that are out there. I don't go back very often. If I miss a week and I miss a podcast, typically I won't go back.
But you know what's beautiful about that? That's a good point you brought up. So let's say you come across this show, and you're on, this is show number what, 131.
Right.
And you go, yep. Good God, I love this show. I love, you know, I'm now, Jim Collison is my hero. I cannot get enough of Jim Collison. Well, you can go back and get all 130 shows prior to this, most likely. You know, a lot of podcasts make them all available on iTunes or wherever else, and you can get them. Or you can do like Jim did, and he says he only keeps the most recent three. I actually got I have an S3, like I mentioned, and I can add memory card to it. So for about $50, I think it's a little bit less than that, I added a 64 gig memory card to this. So I don't have to worry about it. Keep tons of podcasts. I get the video, which is larger, and I keep them until I listen to them mostly. I might delete some of them. But, you know, that gives you the option to do either way. You can keep 3, 5, or like my case, 99. Whatever you want. I think 99 is like the keep it all, or
the default.
Like
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So a lot of these apps give you the choice. If you don't want to add a memory card, you want to conserve your memory, you can do like Jim does, and you get you may have it only keep a few. And then what it does, I have mine set up to where when it's done playing, when it gets to the end, it deletes that podcast, so that now it's off my phone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Auto delete. Yeah.
You know, one of the things other Jim is mentioning, this idea, sometimes it's hard to keep up. You know, people start listening to podcasts, and then they themselves, there's this term in the industry called pod fading, and that's when someone starts a podcast, and then they stop producing it. They may get 15 shows, and then you never see another one again. Mm-hmm. There's thousands of podcasts out there that started, you know, the last show was done December of 2012, right?
Sure.
The same thing happens for listeners, right, in that they start listening to podcasts, and then because it's a weekly show, and they may not have time to listen to it every week, they start feeling guilty that they're not staying up on the podcast, so to speak. And let me say, don't worry about it.
Right.
If you get behind, it's podcast amnesty. Just delete them all and start with the most current one and you know, catch
really?
Up with it.
Yeah. It's almost like a
work.
Soap.
That doesn't work with my ICD, though.
Yeah, that's true.
Isn't there some TV shows, like maybe, I haven't watched soaps, but I thought I heard that soaps, you can miss a couple of years, come back in, and you're right back up where you left off. I mean,
yeah.
It's just
there. Yeah.
You know, that happens in I was going to say real life, but in regular media, too. Look at one of the in the tech side, one of the shows that we all like, are huge fans of, Firefly, had only 14 shows. It created a huge following with like 14 shows.
Right.
So yeah, that happens from time to time, and maybe you only enjoy the 14 that they put out. But you know, that person may have started another one or gone on as a co-host somewhere else or something like that. Or you just find another one with 250,000 of them. There is something there you're going to find you like.
Yeah, sure. Andrew, yeah. What do you use to listen?
Oh, look, I'm still old school. I'm using a iPod Classic with the rotary dial on it. So I haven't had a compelling reason to change, so I use iTunes and iTunes to download it. I've dabbled a little bit with the Samsung built-in one on the Galaxy S4, but I just keep going back to the iPod. It's easier, really.
Yeah, no, it works well. I first started listening to podcasts on a first-gen iPod Touch. And yeah. Just fabulous, the actual app manager for that just did a great job of when I was done listening to him, it would delete him. And if I got behind, I would just I'd go back maybe 2 or 3 weeks, delete anything I hadn't listened to. And like I mentioned in the beginning of the show, sometimes if you get behind and you're going on vacation or you have a flight somewhere, that's a good time to catch up on the podcast.
Sure.
I've listened to 10 podcasts in a row. In times to get caught up. So you don't have to, but it's just a way to do it.
I wonder, let me ask you this. With 250,000 out there, does that almost become too daunting? Let's say I'm a new person. My wife right now listens to no podcast. And if I told her, hun, there are any topic you're interested in, there's out there. It sometimes that may be too daunting for somebody. How do I find the one I'm interested in? And, you know, if there's 50 topics, 50 podcasts on my topic, I don't want to have to listen to all 50 of them. If you have access to iTunes is a great way to browse through the podcast, and you can listen to a little clip of it, stop it and go on to the next one, listen to a little clip of it like that. Is there any other ways y'all know that you can easily browse through a bunch of podcasts at once like that?
Well, and I would say, Mike, throw this out if you're on Facebook or any kind of social, throw it out to the folks around you. You know, we have a saying, birds of a feather flock together, right? True. And so chances are on Facebook, you've probably friended a bunch of like-minded people, or some of them are probably like-minded as you are. They work with you. They live around you. They might even live in the same city or the same country as you do. Say, hey, I'm interested in a podcast on, I've been thinking about listening to podcasts on this. Does anybody have recommendations? I guarantee you, you're going to get some. So,
right. Yeah, you know. That is a good tip. Yep,
Andrew.
Oh, where Mike was saying about going back and listening to podcasts. You and I discussed. I think it was November or so last year when I was painting a nursery. I listened to about 6 months worth of the Home Tech podcast in one hit, and I thought and the Home Service show as well. I think your comment at the time was, how could anybody ever do that?
Yeah, well, that's kind of brutal.
You know what happens sometimes is you start in late. You know, rarely do you catch a podcast at its infancy. You catch it later, and then you go, oh, I'm all caught up. I don't have any more of that show to listen to right now. Because maybe it's like on Netflix. When you've got 10, you know, a whole season, you get done with the season, and you go, oh, now I got to wait for next season. Well, if you started with, let's say, Jim's show here, and you started 10 shows ago, well, you still got 120 of them back before that you can go to if you wanted that fix.
Yeah. Well, the other thing for me also is, I mean, I've got a personal relationship with you guys, right? So, you know, if I miss out on something that you've been talking about, then it may be, you know, there's a fairly good chance it's something I was probably interested in. So, I'll like to go back and see what I missed as well.
Yeah. All right. Well, especially, you know,
it's kind of remote stalking in a way.
A little bit. It's, yeah, they're, you know, people love to hear their name on the radio or on a podcast or whatever. This is, you know, I've been podcasting a while, and I know, even myself, I mean, I've done 400-plus podcasts. You'd think, well, Jim, you know, by that time, you're probably sick of hearing that. Now, if I get my name mentioned on another podcast, it's still one of those moments, it's like, yes, you know. And so that's another advantage of getting involved in a community with podcasts, is if you interact with the show, chances are you might get a mention on the podcast. If you're providing great content into the community or whatever, or you might even start podcasting yourself. So Dave just tweeted me, speaking of social media, so Dave McCabe, homeservershow.com, the guy who kind of got me podcasting back in the day, he said, hey, Jay Collison, don't forget Windows Phone 8 on your show tonight. So he just tweeted here a few minutes ago. Let's get to Windows Phone. We talked about Apple and iPhones. We talked about Android. Windows Phone would probably be the next most common mobile platform to listen to it on. And I know that that platform has an app called Podcasts. And if we go way back in the day, and actually I was just seeing in chat one of the guys mention, find it real quick. So Tony had said the Zune software and the 30 gig Brown Zune. Of course, Zune and the Zune HD were a product that Microsoft came out with to kind of compete with the iPod. It never really went anywhere, and they shut down the Zune division. That Zune division has now kind of morphed into the Xbox group there for Microsoft. And so if you have an Xbox One, or you're going to be getting an Xbox One, I shouldn't say you have one, they're still not out yet, but if you're on Xbox 360 or you're moving on to the Xbox One, that Xbox Music and what will become, I think, a podcast community will be available there. Some of that Zune software will live. But the creators of the Zune software went on to make a app for Windows Phone that I've used before called Podcasts. And it uses the Zune backend. And so if you use Zune before, and you the app catalog for that, maintained by Rob Greenlee at Microsoft now, and you can actually email podcast@microsoft.com if you want to get to Rob these days. He's just one guy over there. It goes right to him. But you can get it on the Windows 8 phone. So they even have, you know, Windows 8 has got a good platform for listening to podcasts as well. Mm-hmm. Okay, I know neither one of you guys use Windows phones, so
I do not know.
We might leave it at that. But I think that's a great. I think Microsoft, of course, wants to be kind to the podcasting community, the new media community. So they use that as well. Okay, so we've got the three major players. We know that, you know, I hate to mention this even really, but we'll just give it a 5 minute. You still might have a BlackBerry. There is actually a BlackBerry podcast community out there.
JPEG Raw is on there.
Yeah. So is Home Tech. You can, if you have a BlackBerry device, you can still get us out there and subscribe to that as well. So do a little bit of searching for that. Even our BlackBerry users are not left out. So you can get it that way. I think, Mike and Andrew, that kind of covers most of the mobile devices that we've talked about. I'm sure there's others out there right now. Did I miss any obvious mobile ones besides the three main ones and BlackBerry?
I think a lot of the little Samsung Pebbly-type players were very popular for a while there, but I don't think they ever became mainstream enough that you'd seriously consider them to be a contender. Yeah. Like I know I had one of those for a while, and it was a great little gadget, but when it died, it was just
right. Yeah, there's other ways to do it, and there's other mobile devices out there as well. Again, what works for you. Chances are, if you already have a device, there's a way to get it done. So go to Google and Google your device and podcasting, and chances are there'll be something out there that will lead you in the direction to get it. Plenty of ways to get that done. One interesting thing I want to spend a little bit of time on, and this is maybe even a little bit retro, but I'm finding more and more companies starting to do this, is the podcast is coming back to the PC, which is kind of odd. And when I say PC, I really mean both a computer, a Mac or a Windows device. So when I say PC, I don't mean to be Windows centric on this.
Yeah.
But yeah, desktop computer, so to speak. And one of these weird convergences that's happening in between mobile devices and the PC is this platform, and we pimp it on our show all the time. It's called Stitcher. And Stitcher Radio, if you go to Stitcher.com, S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R, Stitcher.com, kind of a strange name, but they're actually this new blend in between the mobile device, which they're an app you can use, you can download, manage. They're streaming. They don't actually download anything to your phone. This is an advantage if you live in an area where your bandwidth is really good, or if you're on Wi-Fi all the time and you can just stream it. Maybe you have an unlimited plan. So if you're on Sprint, you might have an unlimited. Here in the United States, I know it's a little expensive in other parts of the country, but Stitcher or the world, Stitcher is one of those ways to do that, and it streams right to your phone. JPEG to RAW, Home Tech, Financial Tech, Home Server Show, BYOB, all those things are available on Stitcher. You can go out and get those. They're a kind of a feed in themselves, and you can listen to it both on your computer and your mobile device, and coming car. This is the exciting thing. New cars are going to be outfitted here in the United States with Stitcher automatically loaded on the navigation system.
That'd be awesome. I'm looking at my stats for my last show, and the number one way people listened to it was Stitcher Radio for iOS.
Yeah.
The number two way was Stitcher Radio for Android.
There you go. How the heck you got so good at Stitcher, Mike Howard? I don't know. I'm the guy who pimps that.
A photography show that's great with audio.
It's audio only on Stitcher.
It's audio only,
but Stitcher is doing a nice job of really going across all three platforms. And the third platform will be this new audio platform that I think we're going to see in the next 5 years or so, which are embedded devices and vehicles. We all know you can't leave your phone. To have an embedded device in your car, it's got to be a lot more robust than your cell phone or your iPod, right? It's got to survive cold and heat and all those things. So kind of new devices that are coming out in cars. Microsoft pioneered this with Sync in actually having an embedded kind of computer in the car, so to speak. And now it's going to be, in the next couple of years, that's going to get pretty big. Mike?
No, I agree. Okay. No, I didn't have anything there.
Yeah. Okay. Andrew, anything on that?
No, not really.
Okay. So Stitcher bridges the gap there. There are a couple other ones that are available on your computer as well if you want to go out there. Of course, the number one way, and this is both audio and video, but the number one way right now, most people are on YouTube, mm-hmm. right? And you know, I can't believe it took us this long. It's just the way it was in the show notes. YouTube is by far the most popular way. My kids are all on YouTube right now. I think that's kind of the wave of the future. I've made a decision not to put out my video in a separate RSS feed, because I just think everything is going to YouTube. So for Home Tech, if you want to watch it, you go out to The Average Guy. You go out to theaverageguy.tv/YouTube, and you can watch all our programs out there on YouTube and get the video and audio. I think a lot of, because YouTube's available on phones now, all the phones have some kind of YouTube app of some kind, and you can do it that way. I really think that's the wave of sure.
You can watch it on your Xbox, or I'm sure many other devices you can watch it on, you know, YouTube videos.
Yeah,
even most TVs have a client built into them these days. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So the subscription model inside of YouTube sucks. It's not very good. I don't think it's very strong. It doesn't work like it should. You can subscribe to a channel and it kind of alerts you when new things are available, but it's not like I want it to be. I sure hope they'll fix it on YouTube. It's not as intuitive. You kind of have to know, you know, it will tell you via email when a new show comes out, but that's all in a separate, that's in a completely separate app. You know, I want that like Facebook, where I get that notification when I'm in YouTube, hey, you have a new video, and I click on the red number and it takes me right to the video. That would be much, much better. So hopefully they have that mechanism built into Google Plus, and so hopefully that will make its way to YouTube shortly. But YouTube, by far, number one video provider that's out there. I mean, they're killing it at this point.
And
yeah, you can absolutely get your new media this way. Most of the new media consulting that I do these days, we don't even, I'm not going to say we don't talk about MP3s, but that kind of is an afterthought now. I'm pushing them all to YouTube channels. And then you create an MP3 audio version only as an afterthought, which is strange because the podcasting community started in 2001 with MP3 only. Mm-hmm. And because this video was too hard.
The one downside for me for YouTube is, as a consumer of podcasts, is I listen to most of my podcasts or watch most of my podcasts away from the TV, away from the computer. So, you know, even though I get almost every one of the podcasts I get is video, I tend to only listen to them while I'm driving down the road. Yeah.
Good, very good point.
So you don't always need the video, and if you do, you can go back to YouTube.
Yeah, and Mike, we might come to a day where you turn your YouTube on, and as soon as you start driving, your phone shuts off the video portion of it, mm-hmm. because for safety reasons,
sure.
And then you're granted the audio to use. Right. I could see that working out really well. We're still not all the way there yet. And on planes, you know, not every plane in the United States or around the world has Wi-Fi or even affordable Wi-Fi on the flight.
And by no way am I saying watch a podcast while you drive.
Yeah, we do not condone, nor having hangouts while you're driving. We do not condone.
Yeah, I've never done that before.
You know, I don't know how much you probably don't want to spend too much time on why to subscribe to a podcast, but I did want to go over one other thing is,
yeah, go.
You know, you can do multiple ones. So I might have some that are comedy, some that are financial tech, some that are tech, some that are, you know, for instance, I have Mysterix, what is it called? I just had it pulled up. Learn Excel from Mr. Excel. You know, I am pretty good at Excel already, but every once in a while I learn something from his podcast, and that affects me and my daily work. Now, some people may not want to, you know, they leave work and they want to take their brain off and go do whatever else, but other people, you know, maybe you want to move up in your career and do that kind of stuff. There's podcasts that may help you in your actual job.
No, right on. Or be about your job. I had mentioned earlier in the podcast that we are, you got some awake children back there, Andrew. Do you need to attend to them?
And then he's on top of it, but I might just go and make sure that no one's needing their throat to be cut or something like that. I mean, having their throat cut.
Just
needing your throat to be cut.
Just mute for me as you go and check on.
Yeah.
You might, like I mentioned earlier in the show, you know, I'm now podcasting at work or new media at work, if we're going to call it that. And we have a whole bunch of strengths coaches out there that their job is to do strengths coaching. And so we do this podcast for them as a training tool, as a community tool, those kinds of things. And so, you know, that has nothing to do with tech, to be honest with you. It's just, it doesn't have to necessarily be a tech show that you're watching.
Yeah.
Couple other ways. So, you know, again, if you're most, there's so much stuff out on YouTube right now and just a lot of good stuff. There's also a lot of junk. So, you know, you may, don't get discouraged if you go out looking for something and the first night you're looking for something, you can't find anything. Don't get discouraged. Keep looking. Again, ask for some help. Ask your friends what they're watching. There is, because everything is so open these days, it's so easy, the barrier to entry to do a podcast or to do new media is so small or so little, right? It just doesn't take very much money to get. Anybody can do it, right? Mm-hmm. Mike, you and I were talking, your son records video game episodes, right? They sit down and play games and they record them and they record mm-hmm. the audio and stuff behind them. There's tons of those out there. Hey, they get some wicked hits. The kids really love to watch that stuff.
Yeah. I mean, he's made videos with his phone on how to change gears on a motorcycle or something like that, and he gets 20,000 views. You know, it's crazy stuff like that. So there is a lot of stuff out there that may not be of interest to you, but there is a lot of stuff that would be of interest to you. And to me, it's, if you're not listening to any now, it's, think about the times, maybe, you know, I used to listen to the radio on the way in. Well, you know, I got tired of listening to radio, and you know, they weren't always playing the song I wanted to listen to, or they weren't ever playing the song I wanted to listen to, something like that. So, you know, podcasting, I have a lot of choice there. And on my phone, maybe I might have 30 different podcasts on my phone at one time, maybe some multiple of the same one. So maybe I'm not in the mood to listen to Jim Collison today, and I decide I'm going to listen to, you know, something else, a comedy or something like that, and I can choose to listen to that. It's, you have a lot, so much choice.
Yeah, right on. You have really good control of what the channel that you're listening to.
Yeah, and it's times when, you know, it's times when I have downtime, driving in a car or something like that, if I'm working out, or heck, you know, whenever you have the downtime to watch it. And in so many ways, it's easy to get now.
Yeah. So let me wrap this. If you've made it this far, if you don't normally listen to the show, and you've made it this far, first of all, congratulations. You're the top 1% of listeners in all of anywhere. Typically, our numbers say that you'd never make it this far if this was the first time you listened to the show. But if you've done that, but congratulations. We're going to wrap this here in just a sec. So hang tight for one more minute, and we will tell you a couple more ways. If you want to do it on the web, there's a lot of different ways to do it, even with apps on the phone. So there's a lot of sites that I've been looking at lately that also have apps for your phone, and you can do it that way. And you might already be a part of this community. So let me just mention a few. One of these, like Stitcher, that we mentioned earlier, very, very similar to it, is called Spreaker. So Spreaker, Spreaker.com, another community out there that has curate or aggregates podcasts for you. And so you can download an app on your Android or iPhone, listen to it there. So Spreaker.com, there's Miro, Miro.com. They're another aggregation site that does that. SoundCloud, which is a music site, but there's also some audio out there. There's some talk audio out there. iHeartRadio now has a new, they're an app for both Android and iPhone. They now have a beta talk section, I guess is what we call it, in iHeartRadio that's available. And so that, again, that's a big app. Clear Channel Communications is behind that here in the United States. And by the way, if you're anywhere else in the world, you can listen to U.S. radio stations if you want through iHeartRadio. I don't know why you would, but just in case you do, if you want to get a feel for what the craziness that is the United States, you can do that through iHeartRadio. And that's just iHeartRadio.com is available to you. One that I've just discovered that now is actually featuring me is called Audioboo, AUDIOBOO.com. They contacted me and said, hey, we want to feature some of your podcasts. And so I'm out on Audioboo. Actually, that's Audioboo.fm. Sorry about that. Audioboo.fm. They're another way to go out and listen to it and get access to it. There are actually a bunch of those out there. And if you just search around for them, those are the ones I use. We're also at, you can find this podcast at a Podomatic, Podomatic, Podomatic. Podomatic.com. These were all platforms that hosts podcasting, and there are other podcasts. Podomatic seems to draw in the rap crowd. So there's a big crowd of DJs that go out there and mix their own music on Podomatic. And so if you like that kind of stuff, again, no judgment here. If you like that kind of stuff, you can go out to Podomatic. Lots of different ways to do it. If you're looking for sites that actually are lists of sites like this, you can go out to podcasts.com. There's a list out there. If you're into tech, there's another one called techpodcasts.com, and they just kind of have a curated, aggregated list of podcasts that are out there. And then my buddy Brian Burgess actually podcasted with us here for the first 8 or 9 podcasts we did on Home Tech a couple years back. He's over at How To Geek. He has an article. We'll put it in the show notes. You can find the show notes out at theaverageguy.tv/HT for Home Tech, HT131. And that link would be at How To Geek, and it's called The Best Websites for Listening to Podcasts and Learning How to Create Your Own. So he's got a article out there on how to get that done as well, and we'll reference that. Brian always does good work, and so you can take a peek at that. Mike, you mentioned TiVo. So that's TiVo's kind of old school at this point now.
TiVo is. You know, it has some of the podcasts are there. You can just choose them and say, boom, like JPEG Raw is there. I can just choose it, subscribe to it. But let's say I don't think you're there, Jim. You have a video feed. So let's say the podcast you want's not there, you can type in the RSS code and you can get it that way on TiVo. It's a little bit more difficult, but you can get it on TiVo and have it on your TV, which is pretty cool. You know, for me, we were on a cruise in May. We were in, St. Martin. We're in St. Martin in the Caribbean. And I saw this guy wearing a shirt, and I went up to him and said, what is that you're wearing? And he goes, oh, you don't know what a podcast is? Let me tell you about it. And I said, no, I know what a podcast is. So here's this guy in St. Martin who he was also there on a cruise. Actually, he was on the same ship I was on. And he does a podcast. His name is Chris Haloub. He does a podcast on flying. He's a hobbyist flyer. He flies, you know, planes for a hobby. And he was there because Mahu Beach in St. Martin is a big place where planes come and land right next to the beach. But he does a podcast on flying. So, you know, it's very, there's a lot of people who do it. There's a lot of options out there. And it was something to see a guy in the Caribbean like that who had a t-shirt on about podcasting.
Isn't that funny? It's getting more it's getting more popular.
And not only that, he had a card on him that he could hand me.
That's awesome. Rennie in chat mentions Twit, which of course is probably the largest single podcasting network, I think. I don't know. The, Revision 3 is another one that's out there that is an aggregator of podcasts. They are podcast networks that have a lot of different kind of Twit is twit.tv, and I don't know Revision 3. I think that's just revision3.com that gets you out there. But they're also aggregators, so yeah. you can go out there, and they've got some great content. I think there's one called 5x5.
They're kind of building their own little network of shows, and they have a lot of options there. You know, I mentioned before how you can get involved in these shows and interact with the guests, the host, but you don't have to. You know, you can remain, the majority of the people who listen remain anonymous. They don't have to, you know, the host don't know who you are. You can just listen. You can leave. If you don't like the show anymore, you can leave, you know, or skip shows. It's all, you know, you have the freedom to do all that yourself.
Very, very flexible. You control the dial, which is what's dynamite, and there's so much content out there. I just love it because I think, you know, if you find a small podcast, podcasters are out there because they like to interact, right? They're trying to create community. And if you find a smaller podcast, chances are you can jump on and maybe even get involved in it if that's what you're interested in doing. A lot of the guys that we have out here that are regular hosts on the show were guys that I met through the Home Server show that we brought over here to do, you know, tech podcasting.
And, you know, while some shows like the Twit Network who are built in Revision 3 who are building podcast networks do this for a living, the majority of podcasters do not do this for a living or are not making a living from it.
Yeah, it costs more often than you make.
Which, you know, in some ways makes many of them have more of a passion for the topic they're talking about and you know, more of an interest in talking to their listeners and listening to the listener.
Yeah, right on. Well, I hope, you know, we took about an hour of your time. I hope if you're a regular listener, thanks for making it all the way to this point. Actually, you guys, my regular listeners are fantastic and we've been hearing from you recently. I don't know what I did, but I've been getting a lot more positive comments from you guys lately. And keep those coming in. Those always make my day, make me feel better when you guys write in and let me know things are going well. I have gotten several notes from you guys that you are reading the show notes, so that's great. If you're a first-time listener and you've made it all the way to this point, I hope we've given you some ideas. Again, if you've got a question on any of this, you can send me an email, podcast@theaverageguy.tv, and I'd love to get back to you. I've been doing this a long time, and folks in the community, like I mentioned, we do have a Facebook. If you're a tech guy and you want to join our tech site, theaverageguy.tv/Facebook, get you into that as well, and you can join us over there. Do you have to ask for permission? We do curate that site. We want to keep the trolls out and keep the nice people in, and so if you want to join us to do that as well, that's great. We're going to cover some housekeeping at this point, and I've got some things I want to wrap the show up with. So if you came to find out how to listen to a podcast, you can go away at this point if you want. You don't have to. Stay around. But I just want to let you know that we won't be covering any more about how to listen to a podcast from this point on. So thanks. If you were one of those listeners, thanks for joining us. Love to have you out. Listen to the podcast out at theaverageguy.tv. Mike is over at jpegtoraw.com, a great photography podcast if you're a photographer in any way. And they have a really good Facebook group over there at jpegtoraw, so you can head out and to listen to Mike's stuff as well. Andrew's just our international correspondent. Doesn't have a site or a guest. He podcasts here with us. Thanks for coming out.
Thanks, right. Everybody. Nice to see you.
Great to have those guys. Okay, so Mike, let's real quick, I'll tell the regular listeners just so they know. So this weekend, made the upgrade to the Galaxy S4.
Awesome.
That I have right here, and I feel about as good as I did when I got my brand new S2, right? When it was brand new, and like for the first 6 months, I was like, God, I love this thing. It does everything I need it to do. And then, of course, the battery life started getting real bad towards the end there as the upgrades came in. But the S4 has been fantastic so far. I have just really liked it. One of the things I didn't do is load the Facebook app. I'm going solely Facebook through the web on that to see if that – there's been some speculation that the Facebook app can be really hard on your battery, so – I have left that off.
You know, I have the S3, and yeah. I have the Facebook app.
No problems?
No problems. And, you know, like I mentioned, you know, I sometimes listen to Pandora on the drive-in. I listen to Pandora on the drive home sometimes, or a podcast during lunch or something like that. And I generally have battery, you know, I don't bring a power cord with me anymore. Like I had the S1, and I couldn't go anywhere without a power cord. It was that bad.
Yeah. Well, I'm at about 15 hours right now. and I'm at 46%, and I've used my phone normal usage today. Dude, yeah. Guys, you don't know how good that feels coming off an S2, where I would look at the phone and I'd be at 46%. You know,
it's the S4 battery is dynamite, because I've come from an S3 which failed and it got replaced with an S4 and a few dollars changed. So.
Well, my S3 is fantastic.
Yeah, I had the Generation 1 version that had a memory chip rewrite bug in it.
Okay.
But I've used 13% of my battery, and it's been on battery for 3.25 hours, and 69% of the time it's been on a call. So to me, it's gold. I charge it once a day, maybe once every 2 days.
Yeah. All I need mine to do is to make it till I get home and ready to go to bed. You know, sometimes I don't go to bed till midnight. So as long as it can make it to when I go to bed, I don't care if it has 1% left, but when I go to bed, I'll plug it in for overnight. As long as it can make it to that time, I'm good.
Yeah, no, I'm with you, Mike. Last night I went up and I still had 20% left, and it was midnight when I was getting in bed. I'm like, oh, this is awesome.
Yeah.
You know, it just feels so good to have a phone that will make it all the way through the end of the day with normal usage. Zadler's out in chat. I forgot to mention him. Zadler's been stalking us tonight. But he said, hey, Jim, wasn't your Palm phone fantastic? Well, for the day.
Yeah, and I have the screen turned all the way. You can't tell from this, but I have the screen turned all the way up, and I have a live tile background. You know, where there's a little wind thing going on it, and when it rains on my phone and that kind of stuff. So you know, I don't do any of the battery power saving stuff.
Yeah, and I left it stock. I didn't change any of that, and I turned on some features and off other ones. But for the most part, I left it very stock. To be honest, the battery life's getting better every day. So I think couple charges, right, it's kind of conditioning the battery, and I'm loving it. One of the cases I bought for it, right, so I bought the case that flips over and covers both sides, which I really like, because I had a screen cover on the S2, and I didn't realize how thick those things are, you know, and when I peeled that thing off a couple weeks ago, and it was like touching the screen was like butter. This is great. So I'm like, how can I get away with not having a screen cover? So I've gone with a case that has a cover for the front. This one's kind of cool because you flip it around. Let's see if I can show you how to do this. I can flip it around, and then it's got a thing that we can go up and
Oh, that's neat.
It's got a built-in stand on it as well. So I'm gonna give that a try. I actually bought this on Amazon. Just a reminder, if you're buying on Amazon, head out to our actually goes this way, but head out to our we do have an Amazon affiliate link at theaverageguy.com/Amazon. But I bought this on Amazon. It was $14.99, and then for some reason there was a promo that I hadn't even seen, right? So I got to the checkout and it was $7 off. So it was $7.99.
Wow.
I was like, sweet. Yeah. You know, that's a great day when you're checking out and the checker says, oh, by the way, here's a free half price coupon.
Half off.
Yeah.
So now what is the size of that S4 that much bigger than S3?
No, I think they're very similar.
Okay.
And so no.
You hold yours up.
Yeah, that looks about the same size, right?
Yeah, there we go.
I think it may be about a half a millimeter difference from what I could just tell from us holding it up.
Yeah, I'd have to look up at the specs. It isn't. It's not that big of a difference between them. My kids have the S3, and
how many cores?
I reckon going from the S3 to the S4, chalk and cheese.
What do you mean?
Chalk and cheese. Just totally, totally different phone.
You think so?
The screen real estate. With my S3, I'll see if I can get the camera angle right here. With my S3, I could go all the way to the corner with my thumb, like that. With the S4, I've got to, you know, really reach up to get to the top of the screen.
Yeah, it might be a little bit bigger, a little bit longer.
Yeah.
And it's not as big as the Galaxy Note.
No.
Not true.
That thing is gigantic.
Yeah, compared to
that is just huge.
And this has a thing on it.
Yeah, and I've heard a lot of folks complaining about the Galaxy, about the Samsung crapware and some of those things. I just haven't had any problem getting around that stuff, you know? I just don't use it, you know, and
it hasn't gotten in my way either, and I don't know what the 4 is, but the Samsung stuff has not gotten in the way of my, you know, experience on here.
Andrew, the guy says you're getting shorter. That's the problem.
Yeah, I've passed that peak when I'm starting to drink. I did install a third-party launcher on mine because I was a bit hacked off with the way TouchWiz was trying to make me do things the Samsung way, but... Yes, and I'm running Apex Launcher now. So once I changed the launcher, it's become a lot more how I wanted it to be.
Yeah.
But the Australian version of the ROM has a lot of lockdown features in it as well. So
Yeah, not a fair comparison.
The beauty of running a carrier ROM. Yeah, the beauty of running a carrier ROM. Yeah, and I'm not prepared to root it and put a different ROM on it just yet.
Right. Yeah.
Now we're going to test some of our battery power, Jim, on the drive up to the Home Server Show Hangout, our meetup coming here in September, where we're going to do live Hangouts from our phones as we're driving there, aren't we?
Yeah. Well, we won't be watching the video, but we'll certainly be listening to each other.
Oh yeah, I won't be watching the video.
Actually, I'll be using the earbuds. I found that's the best way. The ones with the microphone, plug those into the phone, and then do it that way. You get a lot better sound that way using.
So
the
you're
earbuds.
Saying I shouldn't mount it on my dash mount where I put it up there to watch videos?
Well, as long as you turn the screen off, I cannot condone that activity. Yeah, it'll be fun to test those out, Andrew.
Yeah, so you just hit on a question that's near and dear to my heart at the moment. What do you guys use for a car mount with your phone?
For a what?
Because as they're getting bigger and bigger and bigger.
I don't.
You need a stronger and stronger mount to get it on the windshield.
Yeah, true.
Well, here's one of the problems I have had with mounting it to the windshield, and the reason I have it up there is maybe I'm using it as a GPS. Is it you know, bounces a little bit, and that makes it really hard to, you know, to watch when it does that. So I actually have one of those ones that have a large base with, like, it's got almost like a sandbag base or something like that. And then the top part of it sits there, so I can set that on a dash and have my GPS going, and, you know, have that in there. And it opens really wide. It can handle the note, you know, also. Yeah. And I can stick it in there, and then it's on the dash, so you get less vibration from it hanging from the windshield.
Yeah, Andrew, I don't use a car mount, and I'm not just saying that to be safety conscious. I have always just thrown that down in my. I have a little area in the car that's by the shifter, and I just throw it down there. And I try not to look at it. I do try to be safe.
You don't use yours as a GPS?
I do, but even then, I only listen to the turn by turn.
Yeah, so you know, I have GPS built. I have one of those things in the dash with the GPS, but I end up liking this better. So I have this mounted up there, playing Pandora. Streaming Pandora and doing the GPS on the phone.
Yeah. Now the sandbag one would be a good one, because you can just throw it up there, and then when you're done, you can pull it down.
Right.
That would be. The guy was asking in chat, you know, could you find a? If I could not find a solid car mount. That there's a brand. Do you have a certain brand that you use, Mike, on that sandbag car mount? And it's like a green. I forget what the packaging is.
Whatever Walmart was selling.
Yeah. Well, Best Buy's got it too, and that's actually worked. I've seen that work pretty well. Mine. I'm gonna try mine. Even though I just said I don't normally do this, I'm gonna now that I've got a case that, you know, drops into a stand, I may actually try this one time in the car and see how it works. So it doesn't look very robust. So
the only thing I've been nervous about is, you know, with that sandbag thing is, let's say right now, today the weather was fantastic here. It was in the low 70s. So I drove to work with my windows down. And I'm worried that I might take a corner a little too fast, and whoop, there goes my phone.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, for sure.
So, you know,
for
be sure. careful with that.
Yeah, I prefer, you know, I have a Bluetooth enabled. I have an extra Bluetooth enabled adapter in my car that I can play music through. Yep. It also picks up the GPS. So I start the GPS, I throw the phone down, and I let it. If I need to look, like, I'll just pick the phone up and look at it, like, okay, where are we going? Okay, and then I'll set the phone back down and let it guide me with the vocal cues.
Yeah, no, I have a Bluetooth too, so I just have it sitting right there, and it's, you know, it's in the same general direction that I'm looking when I'm driving.
Yeah. No, I'm not saying it's you know.
I mean, it's the same place I'd put a GPS if I went and bought one.
Yeah. Well, I never believed that those were great safety. sitting right there, you start staring at them, and people have driven off cliffs and such. So, go ahead, Mike.
Use some common sense with your GPS.
Right on. That's always true. Well, that's cool. It's nice to be. I didn't think I would like it that much, but I really like the S4. I have liked it. I'm sure I contemplated between that and the HTC One. I also looked at the two Windows phones that are available on Sprint. And I'm not going to compromise without a Lumia. If we had a Lumia 1020 or a Lumia 928 on Sprint, done deal. I'm a Windows guy. I don't like the other Windows offerings. I didn't like the other Windows offerings on Sprint, and I just they weren't great phones. So the Lumia, I'm sold on the Lumia brand. It's great. I had the Lumia 900, and it just is fantastic. The Lumia software is second to none. So that would be my choice.
Now, is your wife coming straight from an iPhone?
She did. We came from a 4S right to the S4. Well, that's ironic. From a 4S to an S4?
Yeah, what's going on there? Now, I know at first she had some battery issues. Have they gotten any better?
I think so. Okay. She plays a lot of games, which is a problem all in itself. But the so that's just screen being on the whole time. And the screen burns the battery down just faster than anything. Yeah. So I think at that point it's really just kind of a screen issue it was, you know, being bright. She had turned down the brightness, but it's just one of those things. So it has been getting better. So I'll have to ask her again how it's coming.
What's been her experience coming from a 4S to the S4?
I think she loves the extra real estate that's on the screen. I think she likes that. It was a little choppy at first going from iPhone to Android. I heard a couple times, well, it's not how the iPhone does it, even though she bitched about the iPhone when she had it. Now it's not how the iPhone does it. And so it's like, well, okay, this is how it works on Android. She's actually done a really good job of moving. So it has not been, even though I've given her a hard time, it has not been as hard of a transition.
Yeah. Well, she is a girl. She is a girl.
Listen, you almost sent her over the edge when you said that on Facebook.
She's got to know. She's got to know. I'm kidding. You know, she has done a great job of being early adapter to Windows 8 and, you know, transitioning from iPhone to Android or back or whatever, transitioning from one system to the other, whichever way you're going, is going to have a learning curve and some things you like about it and some things you don't.
Yeah. No, for sure. It's any switching from anything to anything is hard, you know, and getting used to the ecosystem.
I think that, you know, once you've had a phone for a while, these smartphones, you know, first we all go crazy and download apps all the time. And, you know, as a guy, we may have 10 of them that allow us to do different fart sounds and that kind of stuff. But, you know, that's back when you got your first phone.
That's important.
It is. You know, but then over time, you really settle on a key set of apps. And a lot of those key set of apps are available on, or something very, very similar, available on all three major platforms. And I'm saying the three is iOS, Android, and Windows.
Yeah, I don't disagree. Go ahead, Andrew.
I just agree. Totally agree.
Okay. One of the things I noticed when I was on the S2, when I was doing the cloud storage guide, you know, if you go to theaverageguy.tv/cloud-storage, I was downloading every single one of those I reviewed. I was downloading the app on my phone to try it out. And pretty soon I had, I don't know, 12 or 13 cloud storage apps on my phone. And those all run. You know, those are constantly checking. Do I need to update something? Do I need to update something? I think... you know, I can't prove this, but I do think if you're downloading a lot of apps that are constantly checking, you may run into some battery problems. All that stuff takes power to get
done. The beauty of these phones is that you can, at least on the Android one that I'm using, you can check and see what is using up my battery. You know, my mom got the S4, her very first smartphone. She went from a flip phone to the S4, and she, you know, one thing she couldn't figure out, how do I answer the phone? I keep pressing the button and nothing happened.
Yeah.
You gotta slide, Mom.
Gotta hit the green X. Whoops, slide it over.
I just turned on the
fart app.
No. I turned on the flashlight, which I love. I use the flashlight all the time. But she kept complaining about her battery was wearing down so fast. So I showed her how to go there and look at that and see what was using the battery. And for whatever reason, she had the map thing running constantly. And that had used up the majority, even more than the screen, used up her battery. And as soon as I told her how to turn that off, her battery life got way better. So if you know, if you're losing battery life really bad, that's the thing to check, is what is using up my battery.
Yeah. No, it's good on Android. That's pretty easy to do. So, well, good stuff. We had originally scheduled this show to talk about phones. I did not get an overwhelming response from the community of hosts that I normally use. Everybody kind of went, oh. And so I said, well, let's do something different. I've been wanting to do this podcast about listening to podcasts. I've been wanting to get that out from some SEO just to see what kind of stuff, kind of hits it'll get on YouTube. And so we'll give that a try. And so I asked Mike, hey, I wanted to do this podcast with you anyways. Would you join Andrew and I? We gave Christian the night off. And he's been super busy of late. Actually, he's working. He started his new job on Monday, and when I hit him up today just to make sure he wasn't going to come on the show, he's like, oh, yeah, I'm scheduled to work till 11. So he is already busy. he is already busy working his new job. So he is off tonight, and we got that podcast in, so I appreciate it. Let me do a little bit of housekeeping before I let you go, and then, of course, stay around for the post show. And just a reminder, you can't get the post show unless you come out to the live show. So we'll tell you how to do that here in a second. We mentioned earbuds in the very beginning. Thanks, guys. Appreciate that. Drive Pop is sponsoring my trip down to the meetup here September, Indianapolis, Indiana. We're getting together, all the tech guys from our community are getting together for a meetup. All that information is available over at homeservershow.com. But the guys at Drive Pop and drivepop.com doing a little sponsoring of me to get my way out there. And so if you, Dave's got some information about Drive Pop, but they've got some monthly, some annual, and some lifetime storage. Drive Pop is basically a cloud-based storage option for you for backup and data storage out there in the cloud. They got some great deals going on over for Home Server Show listeners right now. So Dave's got a lot of information over there. I'll have a link in the show notes. I also put out a post just last week about it as well, and all those links will be out in the show notes. We want to thank Drive Pop for being sponsors of the Home Server Show Average Guy Meetup Indianapolis. September 21st, if you think you can make it, you're in the Indianapolis area. I wonder how many Indianapolis listeners I have. If any of you listen to the show and you're not a Home Server Show listener and you're in Indianapolis, send me an email. podcast@theaverageguy.tv. Love to meet you while you're there. You don't have to come to the meetup. It's going to be a blast, though. It's totally free. We're going to have a great time. Home server and Surface stuff. We'll have talk about phones. We'll nerd all day. It's going to be awesome. September 21st. It's going to be all day. We'll bring Andrew in via Skype or a Google Hangout. He'll be joining us. I'm sure we're going to get some Australian representation via some Hangouts, so we'll get you guys to come in. The Fat Cage, we talked about a little bit last week, the ICDoc MB153SP-B, because that's a great model number.
That's awesome, isn't it?
I know exactly what I'm talking about when they say that. Started naming their devices there at ICDoc. That's now called the Fat Cage. It came in today. It's actually sitting on a shelf over there. It's going to go in the Beast here this weekend and get some drives loaded to it, and we'll start building up the Beast for the... If you don't know what the Beast is, that's my version of what Christian put together. This is a two CPU Xeon 2.1 2.1 gigahertz processors. It's going to have 6 drives in it, 2 sets of 3 rated. It's going to be awesome. Bringing it to the meetup. So
you're bringing it to the meetup?
I'm bringing it to the meetup.
Awesome.
I'm bringing it to the meetup. So you get a chance to take a look at the Fat Cage.
Along with my Drobo?
Dave's Drobo will be there.
Oh, okay.
Actually, you may win Dave's Drobo. We are giving away a Drobo, so if you want to show up, again, you want to be at the meetup September 21st. Amazon, I mentioned last week, the Chromecast got delayed until October. Days after that, Amazon sent me an email and said, they're just kidding. It wasn't really October. It'll be more like early September. So hopefully here, I'll have a Chromecast in my hand. And again, it's kind of old news at this point, but I did update you. So.
I ordered 2.
Nice. Do you have a delivery date? Did you get them through Amazon?
Yeah, and I got it the September date too. So they'll be after my laser heat thermostat thing.
All right. Kind of cool. There's been a bunch of new apps mentioned and being released for it. So it does look like that thing may take off as a viable, you know, kind of media sender option for you. So if you don't know what we're talking about, just Google Chromecast and get out from underneath your rock. And then update, we had a couple guys take me up on the Tech Scholarship Fund. And so I mentioned before, if you want to write for the show and review some kind of product, if you're passionate about something and it's priced reasonably, send me a note. Had a couple guys contact me last week, and I mentioned Zadler took me up. In fact, Zadler, are you still in chat? Did you get your, I wonder if he's got, I shipped that flash drive out to him, the one we talked about the other day. So John's going to put Windows to go on that and do some testing around that. Kyle Wilcox is getting an Android-based media extender that he is going to mess around with and post some stuff out on the averageguy.tv. And it could be you. You might be an aspiring writer, and if you want to do that, and you don't want to do your own blog, some guys do, and that's okay. If you want to have your own blog, that's fine. But we've got a pretty good platform at theaverageguy.tv if you want to write something and post it out there and to catch all the readers that come out to the site. And it's not tons. We get 2,500 hits a month or so. Might be more than you got on your current blog. So let me know. You and I negotiate what we're going to buy you. I just ship it directly to you. You write about it. You get to keep it. So that sounds like a pretty good plan to me.
Sounds like a good deal.
Yeah, I can't do everything, and I can't do really expensive stuff, but I'll do what I can. Of course, that is I only can do that because you guys go out to theaverageguy.tv/Amazon and buy what you buy, and we turn those commissions right around into giveaways for you. So get that done, and thank you for going out there and shopping Amazon and using our show link to get it done. All right, another live show. Again, stay around for the post show if you're out here live. If you're listening to the recording, Thursday nights, 8 p.m. Central, 9 Eastern, theaverageguy.tv/live. It's always fun. We love having you out. If you've never done a live show before, that might be the way you listen to your first podcast live. Join us out here to get it done, and we thanks for coming out. Andrew, Mike, thanks for joining me tonight. Great to have both of you guys out here.
Great to be here, Jim.
Good to be here.
All right, we'll do it all again next Thursday. Thanks for coming out, guys. Good night.
Good night, everybody.
Have a good one.
Guess what's coming Saturday?
Laser. You bought one of those laser temperature gauges?
Absolutely.
Oh, my God.
Absolutely, I bought one of those. Well, as soon as we hung up, I ran upstairs, got my wallet, came back downstairs. That thing's coming Saturday. There's this new thing called Amazon Prime where you can get shipping for free in two days.
A Prime? Never heard of it.
I know.
Dude, you've never talked about that before.
I know. I should try and tell you more about it so you can get into it yourself. Coming Saturday.
I'm going to measure the temperature of everything, aren't you? I can just see. That's not good for you.
Absolutely. I'm going to be measuring the temperature of everything. I'm going to take it to work.
Hey, come here.
You can get in a lot of trouble at work with that.
You think I should not be shining on some of the girls and saying you're not as hot as you think you are?
All right.
Bouncing it off people's foreheads.
And guess what, Jim?
Yeah.
I use the Average Guy link.
Ah, nice. You are dedicated.